all came in on the scene. I think I'm getting the right target to start. Here we go. One, two, ready, go. Sit up straight, don't let the back, your back hit the back of the chair, keep both feet on the floor, etc. But, which is very important regarding posture, but when you're practicing, it's a great habit of getting into using a metronome when you practice. Even if you have to just plug it in and put the earpiece in so you hear the click, 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 click. You know, teaching a competitive group, we don't do anything without the metronome. Everything we do is the metronome. I mean, I can hear that Dr. B for months after the season ends. It's just that constant click, 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 click. But it's, if you can't play in time, especially when you start adding more notes and people have entrances on one, the end of one, two, the end of two, and you know, we can have a hard enough time with entrances on one, two, three, and four, let alone end of one, end of two, end of whatever. So practicing with the metronome really ingrains that tempo in your head. And we won't be slowing things down. You're going to want to push the tempo more often than not. All right, we've done the parade tunes. We'll just run this. We'll just run this really quick. You know what I'm going to ask?
Baby Celebration. Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Hey.
One to four.